Hey guys, and welcome back to Cricket Chatter. Another episode after a long time indeed. I'm your host, Awan Ajit Menon, and with me, I have the whole team of Cricket Chatter. I think this happened for the second time. So please welcome Yash, Dar, Varun, Shivnani, Parthosh, and Parthoshi. The last IPL match we saw was on the 2nd of May 2021, and it was between the Punjab and Delhi. And after that, because of the situation we are in, the cases were increasing in within the bubble, and the IPL was suspended. I think we have confirmed news that the IPL will resume during the month of September and October. So I guess that's good news we should look forward to in this dark time. I think now let's just shift our focus from T20 cricket to Test cricket. And now since it's June is going to be a very, very exciting month for all cricket fans. Because I think probably the most anticipated test match of the year is expected to happen on the 18th of June, which is the World Test Championship final, the number one test team versus the number two test team. It is India versus New Zealand in the World Test Championship final. And we all are excited as much as you guys are. But for today's episode of Cricket Chatter, we decided to go back a little and talk about all our favorite. I mean, there are hundreds. It's very difficult to pick one. There are hundreds of test matches, but we're just picking a random test match which has either entertained or inspired us in many ways. So let's start with Yash. What is one test match you've loved or which has entertained or inspired you?
First off, really happy to come back and speak about cricket on Cricket Chatter. Missed being on the podcast. And coming to Test cricket, I think Test cricket is really something that defines the game. T20, ODIs, bilateral series, league games, they come and go, but Test cricket is something that really, really defines the game. It's a real test of whether a player can, you know, surmount that pressure of all 5 days. And I think as a cricket lover, player myself, and also just a fan of good cricket, I have not seen a side like Australia in the 90s and early 2000s ever. I think that team, Steve Waugh, Matthew Hayden, Ricky Ponting, Adam Gilchrist, Shane Warne, Glenn McGrath, I think that team with a couple of changes here and there, they had 15 continuous wins in any part of the world, at home, away. They were undefeatable at that point of time. But even a team like this was looking to get one win, and that was the final frontier, as Steve Waugh called it, and that was against India in India. And they started off with that, with a 10-wicket win at Wankhede in 2001. And the Border Gavaskar Trophy has seen a lot in the recent years as well, but I chose to take something that was a little in history, because this really defined Indian cricket in the Test arena. I think the Border Gavaskar Trophy, where Rahul Dravid and VVS Lakshman really showed the world what India's batting can be like, defiance, courageous. These are words that we just read about, but I think we see it that day. So we start with, you know, Harbhajan Singh coming in, picking up the first test hat-trick for an Indian player, and quite a few good wickets in there. You know, you have Ricky Ponting, Adam Gilchrist, Shane Warne, and the entire day really went not in India's favour after that. We have Steve Waugh, the captain of the Australia side, hitting 100. We have some really good cameo innings in the end from the tail-enders of Australia. Jason Gillespie scores 46. Glenn McGrath scores a formidable 21. And then comes India's first innings. Except VVS Lakshman and his half-century, there's no other batsman who's scored above 30. We have legends in the name of Rahul Dravid, Sachin Tendulkar, Saurabh Ganguly, the captain of the Indian team at that point of time, Nayan Mongia. So there's no real player who has scored above 30 except VVS Lakshman. And at that point of time, VVS Lakshman used to come in at 6. Everyone knows that. And John Wright, the coach then said, all right, Steve was enforced a follow on us. Why don't we promote Lakshman to three? And that thought of creating a spot for a floater instead of a set batsman like Rahul Dravid is something that takes guts. And they did that. And then we see probably the greatest batting performance by an Indian player in test ever. I mean, we're seeing V.V.S. Lakshman. He comes in, not support from the openers. So we have lost the openers and Sachin within 115 runs. And we have Sourav Ganguly comes in, really plays out a good knock of 48. But then we have V.V.S. and Rahul, both unwell. V.V.S. had a lot of back injuries back then, and Rahul Dravid had a fever that day, which is written and said umpteen number of times. And then we see just good stroke play. And this is India we're talking about. And Shane Warne, probably arguably the best spinner. And the way V.V.S. Lakshman comes down the track and, you know, smacks the ball over mid-on and an extra mid-wicket, that's just a delight to see. And even though they were just a wicket away from collapse, you see the way they both batted. I mean, their decent strike rates and the boundaries were coming in good flow. And the point being that Rahul Dravid really made a counter-attack to say, all right, we have to apply pressure on Australia. We're not playing for a draw, we're playing for a win. And that's a very, very good attitude that's come under Ganguly's captainship. I mean, you see the fact that Australia uses four bowlers in the in India's first innings, McGrath, Gillespie, Kasprovich and Warne. And the second innings, he's used every other player to bowl except Adam Gilchrist and himself, Steve Waugh. And I think putting them under pressure, but not until India finds himself on the back foot again. Because to win this innings, because to win the test match, they need to get Australia out in probably just two sessions on the last day. And then you have Harbhajan Singh and Sachin Tendulkar bowling in tandem, and they get all 10 wickets and India wins. I have not seen a greater defining moment before that in the test history that India has played, and it was surely the beginning of many more moments in the Border Gavaskar Trophy and India's test history as well.
Wow. मतलब अब हम क्या ही बोले, अब यश ने क्या छोड़ा है हमारे लिए. We had a full fanboy moment now.
एक चीज मैं कहूंगा, I haven't seen this match क्योंकि मैं तब पैदा भी नहीं हुआ था, पर मतलब इस मैच से यू कैन सी कि इंडियन जो टीम है उनको इन इंडियन क्रिकेट वी ऑलवेज हैड दैट वन मैच, वेदर इट्स इन द वर्ल्ड कप या फिर अगर हम T20 की बात करें तो इट्स द IPL, और अब हम टेस्ट की बात करें तो यू कुड से दिस मैच वाज दैट मैच जिसने सबका मतलब अटेंशन ग्रैब किया इस फॉर्मेट की ओर. एंड हम देखते हैं कि आज भी हमारी इंडियन टीम दे ट्राई टू रेप्लिकेट दिस यू नो कैरेक्टर दैट आर इंडियन टीम शोड बैक देन. We were down and out, as Yash said, first innings में सिर्फ 170 odd runs मारे, लेकिन to come back and then win, that shows how much character they had. And आज भी our Indian team is very much known for this character of not giving up even if we are down. तो वो जो चीज़ है वो I think वहाँ से हम लेकर आए हैं आज तक, तो वो एक अच्छी बात है.
I think what a crazy match, right? किसने सोचा था कि on the Eden track, with all the, you know, with all the different variables going into that pitch, ek taraf the pacers will basically be, you know, left in the wind from India. But then Glenn McGrath comes in, takes four wickets. Gillespie comes in, gets wickets. And then, you know, second innings, ek bar phir Harbhajan Singh 6 wickets lete hain. Sirf wahi nahi, Sachin Tendulkar 3 wickets lete hain. I mean, even beyond the two mammoth innings that we saw, you know, from Lakshman and Dravid, I think un dono ko ek taraf rakh ke agar hum baki ki team ko bhi dekhen, so there were some amazing performances every now and then. First innings to main, the less said about that innings the better with that 171, but I think after that the match kind of came on its own, you know.
Yeah, like Varun was saying about, you know, obviously Dravid and VVS, they deserve all the light and the credit. But I'm saying, if you look at the, like this in the second innings of Australia, they needed 384 to win. I mean, it like Harbhajan Singh and Tendulkar in the bowling department needs credit, because like the batting lineup Australia had, you know, they could have won. I mean, with the kind of batting lineup they had, but you know, Ponting was out for zero. Gilchrist was out for zero. I think all of this, it's an entire teamwork. I mean, entire comeback of after a bad first innings, you know, comeback with the batting and as well as bowling. So in that respect, in India, did really well. I mean, they dominated. That's the one word I can use.
So fascinating. हम लोग कई बार हम उम्मीद ही नहीं करते. You know, once as a follow-on, I was taught this by, I think, every elder that I knew who used to watch cricket with me. Bola ke beta, agar follow-on aa gaya, to it's gone. The match is gone. And for my entire childhood, I believed that until one day I put on Star Sports and this match, you know, the highlights are playing and my brain just snaps. It was a crazy match in multiple ways. It's a match that we essentially won from spirit because it's a very fascinating scorecard also. You take Australia ke dono innings and then you take India's second innings. They're equal. You know?
Definitely. Definitely.
So that,
I agree.
That in itself is a crazy, very specific statistic. But I mean, there were all these small details. Harbhajan's hat-trick. You know, how are we not talking about all of these crazy things going on in this match, you know?
True. I mean, also the fact that Rahul Dravid, the kind of innings he played, he was also, his dismissal was a run out, which is very, very unfortunate for any batsman. I mean, that's the worst kind of way a batsman would want to get out. So if he had, you know, he was very close to a 200. So like, just imagine if that run out didn't happen, he would have just gone on and on. So it was just class batting. And I think with that, let's just move on to Parth. I mean, what was your match, which match did you, you know, in which match were you entertained by or inspired by?
My match is the match that took place in 2013, which was Sachin Tendulkar's last test match. Honestly, before that, I wasn't a big test match fan. I just came to India in 2008 and I didn't even know that a game called cricket existed. But then I went to see the first IPL match with some of my friends and my mind got blown away. And then 5 years later, my cousin told me I've got, you know, these tickets to this Sachin Tendulkar's last test match. And I said, no, I'm not really interested in test match. It's a boring format. And I'm not, you know, the biggest fan of Sachin as well. But then I just went with him for one day. And on the first day, even when West Indies were batting and when Tendulkar was just changing sides from one end to the other end during the overs, people were going absolutely crazy. Sachin chilla rahe, wo kuch kar bhi nahi raha, batting bhi nahi kar raha. And my mind was getting blown, you know, kitna bada fandom hai. This guy has had so much impact on this cricket itself. And it made me enjoy just, you know, watching them play on the ground. And then I went to the second day, then the third day, and I watched the entire test match with my cousin brother, and we just, I mean, enjoyed it. I remember Sachin obviously scored 74 as well, and people went crazy when he scored a 50, but crowd ka reaction dekhna chahiye tha jab Sachin was given the ball and he started bowling. We saw the smile on his face. We knew that this is his last match and he just wants to enjoy the game of cricket. So it was just so fun, you know. There were some performances from other players as well. Jaise Rohit aur Pujara ne bhi 100 mara tha. But I think all eyes were just on Sachin Tendulkar that day. For all those 5 days. So, you know, and it really got me into watching test cricket as well. Because wo paanch din maine itna enjoy kiya hai, just watching, you know, these guys play test cricket. That I got into test cricket because of that one match. I'll have to admit that. And yeah, I mean, that was the time when Bhuvaneshwar and Shami bhi naye naye Indian team mein aaye the, and I had known them from the IPL as well. So you know, so I could, you know, connect with them, and they were also performing well. So it was a really fun time. It takes me back even when I think about, you know, those days in 2013. Tab MS Dhoni bhi hamare captain the, to wo bhi bahut mast tha. But I feel I also remember at the end of the 5 days, we all just stood up and Sachin was taking the round of the ground. So, matlab, ऑल एंड ऑल एक एकदम अच्छा वाइब था उस ग्राउंड में, एंड यू न्यू दैट एवरीवन दैट्स इन द क्राउड इज अ प्रॉपर क्रिकेट लवर. तो बस उनके साथ बस चीयर करने में और ताली बजाने में वो 5 दिन कैसे निकल गए पता ही नहीं चला.
It was not just like India versus West Indies. It was like called Sachin's last game. That was how it was, presented. Yeah.
ये जैसे पार्क बोल रहा था, you know, Sachin round मार रहा है, Sachin ने 70 मारा, Sachin bowling करने आया. मेरे यहाँ पे बाल खड़े हो रहे हैं, मैं nostalgic हो रहा हूँ. I'm getting goosebumps because I mean there are very few players like Sachin Tendulkar. I mean he's played for what 20 plus years. For the Indian side, and I mean you can count and count and count, but you won't stop with the performances that the guy has given for the country. And I think that last test, I remember I was again not that much into test cricket back then, but it was Sachin's last test, and Sachin, you know, with you know Mumbai Indians and Team India and everyone actually thought that the World Cup win would be his last game. There were debates about it back then that there could be a decision that he takes that, all right, I'm not going to play any more cricket after winning the World Cup. But he continued and he decides to announce that this test series, this test match in particular will be my last. And I think that was very emotional. And I remember his speech after the game. And I think that's just like, it was really an emotional time for all cricket lovers and Sachin fans, I mean, all over the world. And I think the way both the teams played, I think it was out of mutual respect. I remember when Sachin's wicket was taken, the bowler, he didn't really celebrate anything. It was Dio Narayan, Darren Sammy caught the catch and no one really celebrated because... I bet they would have thought galti kar diya hum log out karke and then marna
tha. How are we going to get back to our hotel was the big question.
You know, how are we going to get protests and anything, I don't know. But I mean, even the way, you know, we see Pujara playing, we have seen Rohit Sharma, he's come in at 6 I think, and he's hit another 100. We have good bowling performances from Ashwin and Pragyan Oja. This was Oja's last test as well. So I think, and he's won the man of the match too. So I think some really good performances as a side as well. Some notable legends from West Indies also playing probably one of their few, the latter half of their test careers. Chris Gayle, Marlon Samuels, Chandor Paul, Darren Sammy being their captain. So I think some good performances, but I mean the best being Sachin. Even the 74 is much more valuable than 100, 113.
Yeah.
So yeah, great.
Yeah, I mean, I think Sachin just left a legacy with this match. आप देखें तो सचिन का 74 तो एक important हिस्सा है ही, वो जितने सारे runs बनाए 495 India ने. But आप देखिए उनके इर्द-गिर्द क्या performances हैं. Just because of his presence, and none of the other players are necessarily veterans, are not veterans yet. You know, Murali Vijay, he's just been graduated from the IPL to the test format for a year or so now. He's got a good 43. Dhawan, again, you know, Dhawan ki abhi to ek career resurgence hua hai because of the Champions Trophy that happened a few months before this. Dhawan is back into form. Aap Cheteshwar Pujara dekhiye, jo ab sabse, I think, one of the most remarkable test players in the past decade or so. It just so happens that he is an Indian top to middle order batsman, much like Tendulkar himself. Virat Kohli hai jinhone ek 57 mara hai. Virat Kohli is so often compared with Sachin Tendulkar, it is almost nauseating at this point. He's actually going for his records now. Rohit Sharma, he's basically, you know, the new Sachin from a Mumbai perspective, the Mumbai lad who has a lot of strokes in him. I think it's just so crazy that he left this amazing legacy around him. Not one, I think other than MS Dhoni, not one batsman misfired. And that's also fine because Dhoni, you know, he always reigns in the match with his captaincy. He's that kind of a player, you know. But I think it is an emotional match because not only because a generation is going away, because the same could have happened then with the Sangakkara, Jayawardene, and Dilshan leaving in quick succession from Sri Lanka. But it was even more emotional because you see all these other players around him who have learned so much from him and are ready for you know, taking on the international stage, be it Test, ODIs or T20. So it became even more emotional that way. Okay, he's left an even larger legacy than himself behind himself, you know.
The fact that, like, when you're watching the match, you're obviously, like, enjoying the match, but in, like, you know, in one corner of your head, there's always a thought of, oh God, it's Sachin's last game. That always, you know, I wouldn't say spoils it, but it keeps disturbing at times. So, yeah, I mean, I think this is one of the few matches where, you know, cricket in India, it's not, like, I think it proved the fact that it's more than just a sport or just more than just form of entertainment. It proved the whole emotional level of what cricket can do. So that's one of the few matches that's happened.
I mean, if you just see it in the point of view as a sport, then we utterly dominated West Indies. It was not really that interesting of a match to watch. If you just see the scorecard today and you don't know that this is Sachin's last match, you probably won't even, you know, think about this match again. But the entire context of, you know, it being his last match just brings in so much weight onto this match, you know, and it adds a totally another dimension to it.
Yeah.
True. I think what a, you know, it ab to hua ye hai ke on one hand, Yash has chosen a great match. I think one of the most nostalgic matches there are. And then Parth ne chun li hai itni ek monumental match, jo I think aaj se kuch saalon baad itni nostalgic ho jayegi. Ab हम मैं और अवान थोड़े एक कॉर्नर में आ गए. अवान, व्हाट मैच हैव यू पिक्ड?
या सो आई थिंक आई एम लाइक नाउ गोइंग अवे फ्रॉम इंडिया. सो आई हैव पिक्ड द 2019 द फेमस हेडिंगली टेस्ट बिटवीन ऑस्ट्रेलिया. इट्स द थर्ड एशेस ऑफ सीरीज एंड दिस इज द मैच वेयर स्टोक्स सिंगल हैंडेडली वन. आई मीन इफ लाइक this, I think this is, there is a similar connection with the first, you know, the match which Yash spoke about. I mean, like, Australia was, like, England literally won a match where Australia was dominating. I mean, with the amazing performance by Labuschagne, like, he hit an 80 in his second innings and he hit a very good 74 in his first innings. Right? Warner had, like, their batting and their bowling had been phenomenal. Josh Hazlewood picked up 5 wickets. So they have, and they literally bowled out England for 67 in their first innings. And anybody would have thought that, you know, Australia has an upper hand in this match. And even, like, after, and I was, I think every single person watching the game, after Root's 77, when he got out for 77, people were like, okay, I think it's all over now. It's entirely going to Australia. But Stokes, that performance just came out from nowhere. He just stood there and won the game for England. And it's been one of the most dramatic matches, like, especially towards the end of the last day. And I've, trust me, there's this highlight clip of the just the last day, which is, and I think whenever I'm feeling like bored or stressed, something, I just watch that and it's super entertaining. So
yeah.
What Ben Stokes did in that, and especially towards the end where there were a lot of, you know, like, there were a lot of mishaps and there were a lot of chances for the Australians and yeah, still Stokes kept at it and he was brilliant. So that's one of, I would say it's one of the most entertaining matches, test matches I've ever seen.
I have to admit, I think that 18 minute video of the last day of the test, I think, you know, I think I watch it every time I need motivation. And I remember Jack Leach ka jo run out hone wala tha, second last delivery pe.
Oh boy.
the local broadcasting, BBC broadcasting, they had their commentators, they were all standing up. Wo baithe hue nahi the. Sab khade the. And they're all on their, and I mean, I can't say edge of their seat because there literally was no seat. But I think sab khade the and they're crying out loud. Nathan Lyon misses the run out. Oh man, it was, I think, one of the most dramatic matches. And I remember not wanting to watch because I thought Ashes, all right, it was turning out to be a slightly boring Ashes, if I'm to be honest. I had no interest in waking up early and watching that match. And then I remember after the match ended, some, you know, next day I was talking to a friend and they said Stokes won them the match. And I said, there's no way you score 67 in the first innings. start losing wickets in the second and then bounce back like that. There's no way.
Yeah.
And the Joes in the middle, you know, Joe Root, Joe Denley doing their own thing. I think that was also a crucial part of his, because again, these two players also misfired in the first innings. Mein, and when your openers are gone, you have a big total, or you can't exactly draw. This is a difficult, very difficult draw considering the conditions. I think Joe Root or Joe Denley, both of their performances were very important. The, even if the strike rates were in the 30s, I think they did a marvelous job of just holding the match together until Stokes came in.
Yeah. Even after Stokes came in, like the even the small innings, like what even Bairstow played, like even that small 36 kind of helped like motivate or give Stokes the confidence he got. And even Archer's 15, and he stood there for like 30 balls. So I think all of them played, you know, helped Stokes in one way. So it's just, yeah, it's just great. I have no other words.
If I'm not wrong, I think Steve Smith was also, you know, not in this match because he had got that concussion, if I'm not wrong.
Hmm.
And yeah, and so I think we all, when we were seeing the match, you know, we all thought that this is the one chance that England have to bounce back. There's no Steve Smith. And then, you know, they get Australia out on 179 and we're all, you know, we all think that, okay, England's probably going to make a mammoth total and get a big lead. And then I saw that they got out on 67 and I was like, yeah, yaar, matlab, you literally had to do one thing and you couldn't. But then, you know, then again, Australia played well in the second innings as well. But from there to bounce back and win the game, it was insane. I mean, I think at the end, Ben Stokes was just slogging every ball that was coming. He didn't care if he, you know, if he got out or not, because he knew that if he didn't hit or if he didn't score the runs, then, you know, the other end will probably throw their wickets away. So he was doing everything he could. I think there was one review as well that Australia could have taken of Ben Stokes and they would have gotten him out if they took it. So there was just, you know, drama on each and every ball. And
yeah.
I think this is one of the most memorable test matches of, you could say, our generation, where we are in the teens and we'll probably remember this even for years to come, because it's like, it's basically like a script, right? Everything is happening. On every new ball, something new is happening. Then a certain turn comes and we are like, oh, now what will happen? And at the end, you know, the hero walks away with the win. And I mean, yeah, it was just perfect for Ben Stokes. And it was also a great year for him. So
yeah.
He was brimming with confidence. And he is that hero that, you know, England can depend on when everything else fails.
You know, people, yeah, obviously everyone, Stokes got the attention he deserved, but people also, you know, kept saying that Australia, you know, they lost the game with the chance of the run out and with the drop catch, and also people blame the umpire for the bad decision. But yeah, so people, I think I have, not just for this test match, I'm generally speaking, people, you know, keep talking about what went wrong, but often forget what went right. So I think if you keep away the negative aspects of it, like what, you know, Australia did wrong, I think you just focus on the way England played. It's seriously one of a great performance, I would say. Like keeping aside, you know, the chances they had and the mistakes England still made, and the way they came back was just remarkable.
I think Kane Williamson should have seen this match, called up his bowlers and said, if we face England in the World Cup at any stage, we need to get Ben Stokes out. Because he had a fantastic year. That 2019 was just his year. I think the way he started off, I remember I wasn't watching the entire match, but I had started off with Ben Stokes coming in. And I think he was 2 for 73 balls or something. And Joe Root and Ben Stokes were just giving Australia maidens after maidens. And it was irritating after a point of time just to see the same thing happening. You know, after the T20s, you really want to see some sort of striking of the ball. And you know the type of player that Ben Stokes is. And he's played completely different innings between probably his first 100, 150 balls and the last 50, 75 balls. I mean, fearlessness, but not carelessness. I think that was something that Ben Stokes really showed. He's hit reverse sweeps, you know, pull shots. He's played a couple of ramps to James Pattinson and Pat Cummins. I think he's played every shot in the book. But with the thing in mind that I don't do this again and again. I do it probably once in 5 overs and then be a little calm. I just apply a little pressure, take my foot off the gas. And I think that's what really makes him such a good cricketer in all minds. And I think the way he really batted off with the tail, you know, keeping a person like Jack Leach calm, not take a lot of pressure. I think that's something, you know, which mirrors a good leader as well. But I remember that review that Tim Payne took of Ben Stokes. That was clearly not out. And then very next over, we see 2 chances. Nathan Lyon bowls at brilliant delivery, doesn't have a review. The run out happens, he doesn't get a chance. And then that celebration, I think that celebration still sticks in my head. Because I think Australia won the Ashes. This is the only match that England won. But the way they won it, outstanding. I think I've not seen you know, a greater solo performance from Ben Stokes in the Test arena with the bat, much like this way. I think the way Ben Stokes really, he showed his character that match, fascinating. Very, very fascinating.
I think one special mention we should also give to the fans of England, because I mean, by Australia's second innings, England were down and out, but from the moment the English batsmen came out to bat in the second innings, they were chanting like, you know, mad men and women, and they were just behind their players, which probably gave their players also, you know, confidence. And it also brought tremendous pressure on the Australian team, because as I said, like, they should not have been under, you know, pressure. They were in the comfortable seat to win the game, but we saw them make so many mistakes throughout that innings, because these fans, they're just screaming and howling to back their team and their players, and you saw their passion really come into play in this game as well.
Even though, like, the way apparently, like, my mom was in England when the Ashes were going on, and after this match, like, she said everywhere it was, you know, Stokes, and, you know, they were like worshipping him, literally. So it just shows the passion they have, like, both, I think, England and India, the passion both these countries have for cricket. Even though they lost the Ashes, though, even just one match, it just made their day. I mean, it made their year for them, in fact.
True. And, you know, speaking about making years, a great fourth innings chase against Australia, we'll move to our next match, which is the most recent one of all, which is a GABA test from a few months ago in January. And I think, just like all of you have such fond memories of your matches, I think for me, this is one of the most fond memories, because I remember I was doing a project while this match was going on, and hua ye tha ke, you know, the Indian team had gone through you don't have Virat Kohli, you don't have your best players going out there, right? You have to, Justin Langer himself has said it now in an interview, that we were playing against the C team of India and we lost even that. You know, you don't have your Ashwin, you don't have your Jadeja, you don't have your Bumrah, you don't have your Shami. So your bowling is understaffed. Don't have your Kohli. And Mayank Agarwal has a little niggle, so he doesn't open, he comes a little late. I think, what is this? You know, I didn't have any expectations from this match, and the way we started was decent. I mean, 369 is not, you know, Manas Labuschagne did a good job. I think Manas Labuschagne to ek modern classic hai apne right mein. Unka middle order kafi fire kiya, chahe wo Steven Smith ho, Matthew Wade ho, Tim Payne ho, Cameron Green ho, sabne runs banaye, ek bada total bana, aur even with some very decent bowling performances in there, I was not very confident. Then you come into the second innings, Rohit Shubman Gill gets out early, Rohit Sharma ne achhi pari kheli, Chiteshwar Pujara kafi der tak date rahe, Ajinkya Rahane ko ek start mili, Mayank Agarwal ko ek start mili, Rishabh Pant ko ek start mili, everyone's getting starts and then getting out, right? So I think after that point I just stopped watching the match, which was again a very stupid decision. क्योंकि फिर आए वॉशिंगटन सुंदर और शार्दुल ठाकुर जिन्होंने पूरी मैच पलट दी, राइट? एंड इवन देन यू नो आई वाज टेलिंग समवन, आई रिमेम्बर दैट, अरे यार व्हाट्स द पॉइंट, यू नो, इफ इफ वी कांट यू नो पुट आवर ट्रस्ट ऑन आवर लोअर ऑर्डर टू कम एंड सेव एवरी इनिंग्स ऑफ आवर्स, राइट? एंड सीइंग एज हाउ ऑस्ट्रेलिया बैटेड इन द थर्ड इनिंग्स, मुझे लगा कि चलो भाई ये मैच तो गई, यू नो एवरी अगेन यू नो एवरी वन वॉज परफॉर्मिंग other than maybe one or two misfires, everyone was giving them runs, everyone was giving them a good start. Again, the bowlers, you would say that initially they looked a little off balance, but I think jis tarike se Siraj ne come back kiya, five for liya, very inspiring. Shardul Thakur, jo momentum unhe apne batting se mila, unhone apne bowling mein use kiya, even more inspiring. So that was great. But again, 328 गाबा है यहाँ पे, ऑस्ट्रेलिया नहीं हारी है काफी कुछ ज्यादा ही सालों से, इंडिया इज लुकिंग लाइक दे आर ऑन अ वेरी थिन लाइन, यू हैव टू समहाउ मेक श्योर दैट यू डू नॉट लूज दिस मैच, दैट वाज द इमोशन गोइंग इनटू डे फोर एंड इवन डे फाइव, इवन डे फाइव दैट इज द इमोशन, राइट? आपको एंड देन डे फाइव स्टार्ट, it is a brutal day, you know, Rohit gets out, Shubman is playing well, but Chiteshwar Pujara is being hit on the body, you know, ab wo chahe Cummins ho, Hazelwood ho, Stark ho, all three are firing right at him, you know, he's barely getting any runs, he hits his slowest 50, Shubman Gill does a good, great job, then he gets out, then Pujara gets out, then Ajinkya gets out, again, I started seeing doom. और आई थिंक उस मोमेंट पे हम सबको लगा एक एक जनरल इमोशन आ गया कि बस अब ऑल आउट ना हो जाए, बस ऑल आउट ना हो जाए, दैट वाज द आईडिया, एंड बिकॉज़ मयंक अग्रवाल देन केम इन, ही आल्सो डिडंट फायर, इट वाज डाउन टू द टू लेफ्ट हैंडर्स वॉशिंगटन सुंदर एंड ऋषभ पंत, एज आई सेड हम ट्रस्ट नहीं कर सकते कि शार्दुल ठाकुर एक बड़ी इनिंग जाके देंगे, और आई थिंक उसके बाद तो जो पंत और वॉशिंगटन, आई थिंक वॉशिंगटन सुंदर नॉट द बिगेस्ट इनिंग्स द सेकंड मैच, सॉरी सेकंड इनिंग्स, बट वो जो एक ओवर था जिसमें उन्होंने पैट कमिंस को एक सिक्स और एक फोर के लिए टॉन्ग किया था, आई थिंक दैट वाज अ पॉइंट वेयर इंडिया नॉट जस्ट एज अ टीम बट एज एन एंटायर नेशन सेड, नहीं यार ये मैच ड्रॉ तो नहीं करनी है, ये मैच हमें जीतनी है, एंड फ्रॉम देयर ऑन पंत जस्ट टुक अप द ओनर्स, एंड आई थिंक इट वॉज वन ऑफ दोज मैचेज वेयर यू आर द अंडरडॉग, काफ़ी लोगों का इशू था बॉर्डर गावस्कर ट्रॉफी 2018-19 से के, oh, Australia is understaffed, they don't have their best players, but this time it was the other way around, you don't have your best players, you're not playing at home, you're playing at Gabba, you had a very bad defeat in the first match of the series, you barely, you know, snuck past defeat in the last match, how do you win this? It is all on paper, this is an impossible match to win, and yet what a victory, I think, which is why I choose this match, because it is paving the way. जैसे हम हमारा लास्ट एपिसोड था, इंडिया अब दो टीम्स बना रही है, एक वाइट बॉल टीम एक रेड बॉल टीम, एंड आई थिंक दैट अप्रोच, दैट फियरलेस अप्रोच डजंट एग्जिस्ट विदाउट दिस मैच एंड दिस सीरीज,
एंड आई मीन हाउ इम्पोर्टेंट आल्सो वाज दिस मैच फॉर ऋषभ पंत, बिकॉज मतलब बिफोर दिस मैच आई रिमेंबर इफ यू वेंट ऑन यूट्यूब और सोशल मीडिया यू'ड सी ऋषभ पंत को टीम से निकालो, ही इज नॉट परफॉर्मिंग, and after the match the same people were like Rishabh Pant hamara bhagwan hai, matlab keep him in the team, he's the best wicket keeper and stuff like that, so it was very important, and we saw that he carried the confidence from this game throughout the year as well, and not only that, I think, you know, the our youngsters, they also showed how confident they are in their games, because they faced these players in the IPL, so you know they're not scared ki how should I bowl to them or how should I bat against them, and yeah, the character that Siraj and Shardul and Natarajan showed, I mean, I didn't expect them to do that. I also remember telling to some of my friends, what's the point of, you know, this watching, even watching this match, because as Varun said, it feels like our C team is facing Australia in Australia and we're already not performing well, so how are we supposed to win this match, but the fact that we pulled it off was Absolutely insane. And all it was all because of our youngsters. Shubman Gill performed well in the second innings and got us to a good start. In the bowling, it was all our youngsters who got us the wickets. You know, we don't expect, you know, I was not expecting a Siraj to take the wicket of Steve Smith. I thought Steve Smith would probably easily take the win by himself in this game. But we got them out, you know, at the right moments. And they literally did everything perfectly. And it was also a very emotional time for Siraj as well, because his father had, I think, passed away. And you know, he showed so much character and so much resilience. And he was also being harassed by the crowd. So he was battling through a lot of stuff, but he just did the talking with his game, and usne dikhaya ki, you know, he'll win the game by playing, you know, by doing what he does. And that was also very commendable in my opinion.
Yeah, just adding on to what Parth said about Rishabh Pant, I mean, obviously, like, the main thing is the victory at Gawa, but apart from that, I genuinely saw a very, very inspiring journey of Pant over here, because we can easily differentiate Rishabh Pant's like you know, the way he plays before the Gabba and after the Gabba. I mean, the way it's improved after the Gabba. So there's all, I think this is the mark which made his career. And because I remember before this the test, I mean, he had a very poor IPL last year, and then before that, before the COVID time and all that, his performance was criticized, and he was subjected to a lot of trolls, memes, and he was a laughing stock in one sense. And after that, I think Ravi Shastri in an interview said that, you know, he needs to like put in a lot of work, he needs to focus on his game. And I think and we should be glad that he actually took the warning seriously and worked. And I think proving in one series is not that easy, and the way he did it is just like remarkable. It's also inspiring to know for younger cricketers to, like, you know, how he worked hard. And I think it's all about hard work and stuff like that. It's been, and also after the Gabba, the way he's consistently maintained his form, and also not just form, the way he's playing, like his attitude towards the game, and his the way he plays really smartly. Because if you see this IPL, like 2021's IPL, is not the Rishabh Pant we know. Like, the earlier, like, Rishabh Pant we know is a guy who comes and hits like an 18 ball 50 or a 20 ball 50. But this IPL, he's playing more calculated innings, and he's playing more more suffix. He's being more careful, and he's playing like a 40 ball. Like, he's hitting 50 runs of 40 balls, like a slow 30 of like 25 balls, and so all this which ultimately helped the team. But I'm saying the improvement of Rishabh Pant through his skill and through his experience is just great. I think apart from the win, I think Rishabh Pant's story in this series was remarkable.
I think personally the fact that Varun mentioned that Australia at Gabba itne saalon se hari nahi thi, even the previous series that India won under Kohli's captainship, the last day at Gabba, which we probably could have won, I mean, it's debatable, where Kuldeep Yadav got the five for the previous series, that also we didn't, there was no decision to that. So Gabba pe Australia ki pakad bahut mazboot thi, and I think Tim Payne ne Ashwin ko sledge kiya tha, can't wait to get you to the Gabba. And I think that is where the team would have got some sort of, you know, confidence that isko to dikhayenge abhi karke. And I mean, we faced a lot. I mean, the first test, Adelaide, that horrifying test match. I mean, India's lowest score, probably the third lowest score overall in test history from any side. And that was the modern Indian side, you know, with greats like Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli, Pujara, and we're down to 36. And I think MCG, Rahane comes back stronger. You know, Hanuma Vihari, Ashwin, they all really perform as a team. SCG, again, the match is drawn from Ashwin and Vihari. But in that process, we lose Ashwin for the final test at Gabba. And I think at Gabba, it was again about the last day, the fourth innings. Pant, again, just loves to slog against Nathan Lyon. I mean, there are a couple of deliveries which I was seeing from Nathan Lyon. I was like, okay, that was a wicket-taking delivery, but smashed into the stands. I mean, he's coming down three paces and hitting you. That's not bad bowling, but just really, really good batting. So, yeah. I mean, the way even Washington Sundar and Shardul Thakur, that partnership. I remember I was at a small saloon in India and I was watching it on a small TV. And every shot that Shardul Thakur would hit, people would say, "Yaar, ye to Sachin jaisa maar hai." And they were literally comparing Shardul Thakur, a lower middle order batsman, to Sachin. So, well, that's a big fantasy, but it really gives hopes for India as a test side to use players like Shardul Thakur as a fast bowling all-rounder. With Hardik not being in the test squad, that's probably something that he has opened up for himself, Shardul Thakur as a player, to be used as, you know, a player similar to Pat Cummins, you know, lower middle order, fast bowling all-rounder. He's not your Cameron Green, but he could probably seek in and work on his batting and become a Pat Cummins. But that's a long drawn out plan. But I think Pant was the hero of this match. And as Parth said, it was so well scripted together that it just feels like a dream.
I think with this emotion, I think we can end on a very positive note, hoping that, you know, somehow cricket in India resumes. The wave has subsided in India, but until we get back cricket, we will be focusing on Test cricket in the run-up to the World Test Championship final, which I think will be a little interesting to see.
I kind of miss the Cricket Chatter champion player of the match.
Oh yeah, I think the problem with these matches is that we already have a champion player.
Champion.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, well, but thank you all for joining.
Thank
you to all our listeners. If you like this, please share. We will see you in the next episode. Thank you.